By Judicial Decree 11, Negotiable Instrument, written by Commander James Bondage, narrated by Elliot Daniels. Introduction to the Audiobook Edition. Welcome to the latest edition to the long-running By Judicial Decree series. These books have consistently outsold my other novels, even when they were not, in my opinion only, my best work. I've begun to ask myself if the series is in fact too long-running, and whether multimillionaire Kane is faithful agent Quentin Scales and the numerous submissive beauties of Briarcliff have worn out their welcome. I can tell you that I'm still fond of them, especially the numerous submissive beauties, but I was less certain how you, my faithful readers, felt. The warm reception given to this novel when it was published at the beginning of 2018, however, has allayed my doubts. I am, therefore, now turning over ideas for a new By Judicial Decree novel for 2019. In the meantime, I hope you'll enjoy this audio version of this tale of two arrogant aristocratic girls, their fall and degradation at the hands of Kane, as read by the remarkable Elliot Daniels. After you've heard this performance, you'll probably want to hear his interpretation of other James Bondage stories, and I will do my best to oblige you, but that is not really up to me. It is mostly in your hands. It is you, my faithful readers, or in this case, listeners, and you alone, who can ensure that there will be another Commander James Bondage audiobook narrated by Mr. Daniels by purchasing this one and thereby showing how you feel by voting with your wallets. In the meantime, don't forget to write to your favorite author, especially if that happens to be me, even if you can only send a few dollars. CommanderJamesBondage@yahoo.com. Warmest regards, Commander James Bondage, March 2019, Erdenheim, Pennsylvania. Preface. It is only by an accident of history that we no longer observe the ancient Roman custom of judicial enslavement for debt or as a penalty for a criminal conviction. But what if history had taken a different path? Modern physics teaches us that there are an infinite number of universes and therefore an infinite number of Earths, some so similar as to be indistinguishable from our own, others so different as to be unrecognizable. Among the infinite number of possibilities, then, there are an infinite number of Earths where history did go a different way than ours. Therefore, there must exist somewhere Earths in which the old Roman laws are followed and slavery is still on the books. This story is set in one of those histories. Chapter 1. A Present for Kane. Whenever he wanted to add a new girl to his unrivaled collection of bed-slaves, Rupert Kane would call in his right-hand man, Quentin Scales, and send him out to buy one. Sometimes Kane would have a particular woman in mind. This might be based on a personal motive, such as revenge, as, for example, when Kane had arranged for the gossip columnist Clara Agnerson to be arrested and enslaved. For the details, see By Judicial Decree 10, A Case of Libel. Or Erica Nordling, the beautiful blue blood and owner of a rival film studio who he had ruined and reduced to chattel bondage with a series of financial maneuvers, as told in By Judicial Decree 4, Court of Claims. At other times, Kane would become interested in acquiring a girl he had read about in the news, such as the disgraced former war hero, Colonel Joe Langstrom. Her story is told in full in By Judicial Decree 9, Court Martial. Finally, he might simply send his trusted general manager, Eyre, out to bring back any young beauty the latter thought would appeal to Kane. Recently, however, something had changed. Quentin had neither been dispatched to buy a particular girl nor authorized to select one for Kane for an unusually long time. Kane generally sent Quentin out on his annual girl-buying trip in April, but this year, April had come and gone without any instructions from Kane. Quentin finally asked his senior partner if the matter had slipped his mind. Kane told him that he simply didn't feel like breaking in any new girls this year.